WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says aerospace giant Boeing has not lived up to its side of a deal that kept it from being charged criminally after two jetliner crashes.
The Justice Department says Boeing is now subject to prosecution, though the department is still determining how it will proceed in this matter. Those two MAX jet crashes killed hundreds of people. The first in Indonesia killed all 189 passengers and crew. The second in Ethiopia, 157. A congressional investigation found Boeing failed in its design and development of the MAX.
ABC's Lionel Moise reporting in the journal Nature, a German climate scientist who studied tree rings declared the summer of 2023 last year was the hottest in the Northern Hemisphere in more than 2,000 years. He helped desegregate Houston. His church announced the death of the Reverend William Lawson at age 95. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol in Madison, state Senate Republicans override several vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Republicans in the Assembly unlikely to follow suit. They lack the necessary two-thirds majority in that chamber. In the Fox Valley, trial for a decades-old homicide underway.
Gene Meyer is accused of the 1988 murder of Betty Rolfe, who died on her walk to work in Appleton. The now 68-year-old Meyer was linked to the case through DNA testing after it was reopened in 2019. Meyer, who was charged with first-degree murder and first-degree sexual assault with use of a dangerous weapon in February of 2023, faces a life sentence if convicted. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Shuttered Red Lobsters in Wauwatosa and La Crosse, part of what's billed as the largest restaurant equipment auction ever, after the chain closed 50 restaurants on Monday. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Maximum hits.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Yes, sir.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your day's off to a great start. Now remember, if there's a song you want to hear, if there's a contest you want to win, if there's a birthday or anniversary you want us to announce, or if you just want to chat, you could always text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, program it into your phone. Life is so much easier that way. 355-9970.
99.7
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Kitchen delivery.
checks for free. We got to install a microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Oh, Maximum music. Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Baraboo Theater Guild presents Middletown, a deeply moving and funny play exploring the universe of a small American town. Several performances set for the beginning of May, both evenings and matinee performances. They'll be held at R.G. Brown Theater at the UW Baraboo campus. Tickets just $16. If you want dates, if you want times, if you want to get those tickets, visit BaraboothearterGuild.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil.
You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You're not so civilized. kitchen, clean up the evening slime. And he looks at her and says, hey darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Little pink houses for you and me. Oh yeah, you and me. Well, there's a young man in a t-shirt who listens to a rock and roll station. He's got a greasy hair, greasy smile. He says, Lord, this must be my destination. Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kinda came away. Oh, ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses for you.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House notified Congress it's approving another $1 billion in military aid to Israel, despite last week's pause on shipments of 2,000-pound bombs over fears they'd be used on civilians in southern Gaza. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the House is still going to vote to try to force the administration to resume the transfer of those weapons.
We'll have to see what effect that has on the legislation, but I think it's important for us to express again the will of Congress on the matter, and so I don't think we'll be changing what we do in the legislation.
Speaker, one of several prominent